listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is happening? Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily. This is the weekend preview here for K-State Athletics. Y'all know what it is. Recording on the final February. Oh my goodness. I'm getting away a couple days ahead of myself. Recording on the final last Friday of January. Of course, February is 2 days away. So here, jumping on here, this might be a tad longer than usual here, because I wanted to talk about the women's team here, the basketball team who lost last night. First, before we dive on in to what's happening around K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, but K-State, what we talked about in the weekly edition, the newest content. When this episode comes out later on tonight, should be up before this one. So please go down for your weekend pleasure and check that out as well as the rest of the dailies that's been popping up here rather frequently. So I'm doing my best, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas, despite a busy schedule and this crazy weather that we've had. Not as crazy as the past, but snow beginning to melt here. We've been in the 45s here for majority of the afternoon. But yep, K-State women, Jeff Mitty squad losing again. Man, the ship just keeps on sinking. Losing in close fashion here to Iowa State, 62-60 last night at Bramlage Coliseum. And we talked about a third score on that, and not to get ahead of ourselves, not as I'm recording this podcast, the weekly edition has not been posted yet, but it's going to be posted in a couple hours. But third score, well, they got some of that from Sydney Goodson. So, but another big game by Ioka Lee, who was 7 of 12 from the field. 19 points, 12 rebounds, another double-double for her. Recording this one, Chrissy Carr was 5 of 11 from the field. 0 of 2 from downtown, ended up putting up 14 points in the game. Sydney Goodson, we talked about that a little bit, a preview, if you will, on that podcast. Not going to give it away there. But obviously, they need a third score there, and Sydney Goodson provided it, a little bit of that, with her 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists in the game, a 62-60. And this was tight-knit throughout the game, and fourth quarter was really not the Achilles heel this time. This was actually a back-and-forth battle here, but K-State couldn't make a play. One play better than Iowa State in 62-60 to score, and who would have thunk it that the women's team would be winless in conference play? They are 0-6, and when you combine the men's team and the women's team will be back in action on Sunday, the last day of the month. It's pretty stunning, if you ask me, with the mix of veterans and young personnel that Jeff Mitty has this year for this basketball team. I don't know. I mean, gotta see what's for. It's gotta be frustrating for those girls not to win. And it's just gonna, every loss is gonna keep on mounting and mounting even further and further and further down that deep rabbit hole for this team. So K-State women's team falling last night, 62-60, and a nail-biting game. K-State did shoot 39% from the field out. Really, when you look at this, you would have thought that K-State might have won this game by the other direction a little bit. But again, being on the other side of the losing effort there, as they're going to be getting ready for Oklahoma on Sunday as well. Switching gears to the rest of the schedule here, as I'm recording this podcast right now, the track team is in action. They'll be going at it this weekend. They started right now, literally, as I'm talking about this podcast, the Lost Dots Invitational at K-State. K-State, again, creaming Kansas and Wichita State in a triangular a week and a half or so ago. So they're back in action with the amount of talent that this squad has. Who might want to start paying more attention to them. And this is why this day is all about. This is why I wanted to do it with what's going on with all sports. We want to talk, at least mention them. So track team in action this weekend. We'll see how well they'll do. And we will talk about that definitely on Monday, the next daily edition here. But I'm sure there's going to be more dailies in between now and then. Of course, tomorrow, the SEC Big 12 Challenge for the conferences in basketball, and K-State getting thumped by Baylor. Again, giving up 100 points. And we're taking on an A&M team that is 500 overall and, 2-6 in their conference play. The worst versus worst there in Bramlage Coliseum. And if K-State can't win this game tomorrow, then there are going to be some serious red flags going to be thrown through the air here and move forward. And things, and with the way that basketball teams have gone here, and when you combine the both two of them with only one win, that belonged to the men against Iowa State up in Ames, which we thought they would not get previously. Man, it's got to be some concerns right now. The men's team's young. Meanwhile, you got the veteran team of the women's team what I just said a few moments ago, with the right amount of mixture of veteran leadership and young girls on that team. So, I mean, it's kind of, you're scratching your head. I mean, what you got to do to get a win? I don't know. I do not know that. So, yeah, that's it for that. So, it's tomorrow, they got that going on. And then, meanwhile, the tennis team kicks off dual match action. They previously did well the last time we talked about them on the Purple Project podcast. They're going to be taking on Arkansas on Sunday afternoon. I believe it's here, if I'm not mistaken here. Yeah, I believe it's here. Yes, it is here. I'm learning the schedule here a little bit here. But yeah, Arkansas in tennis, excuse me. That is set for 1 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. A lot of things are going on Sunday. That includes the golf team that, this is the first time we've mentioned them on the podcast. They're going to be in action in the Thomas Sharkey Invitational there on Sunday. We'll see what turns out there. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about a lot of them, work them into the mix a little bit. And then capping off the weekend here, as I mentioned, on the road, got to go back on the road to Norman to play Oklahoma, that being the women's basketball team. And that is the same time, I believe, yep, at the same time as the tennis team. But the woman will be on the road in Norman, and man, like I said, what you got to do to get a win, I don't know. They played four quarters last night, and they couldn't make a play. And we could not make a play here. You got to go on the road, take it on Oklahoma, and we'll see what happens there. Can they get off the goose egg out of that column in the Big 12 play for the Big 12 team, the Big K-State team in Big 12 play? Ioka Lee, you know what you're going to get from here night in, night out, afternoon. Chrissy Carr, again, that third scorer, who can it be consistently? They need that person. And hopefully it will be Sydney Goodson, meanwhile, if we don't mistaken, a transfer from Texas Tech. So you would think you'd get more production from her here as the second half of the conference schedule gets underway there. And you get a little bit here from there from Rachel Reinke. I mean, you would have thought that's a three right there. Reinke usually puts up double digits in the point column every now and then as well. So, but yeah, that's a head scratcher for me with the women's team. I don't know what you got to do to get into the win column here. Maybe it'll be on Sunday down in Norman against the Oklahoma Sooners. But yeah, it was a mouthful. Thanks. I wanted to recap the Iowa State game in here on this weekend preview edition of the Purple Project podcast. So a little bit longer, but it's all right. I mean, it's good content for you guys. So definitely, we got a lot of content coming out today and tomorrow, to be exact, as well. We're going to have a daily out tomorrow at around the same time as well. So get your Wildcat fix on. I know there's around the big sports right now ain't doing so well right now. So, but other teams, we got to start shining light on them here. This is why I want to do the K-State podcast. There's other stuff going on. And every recognition be going on, like tennis doing well, and track team doing this thing as well. So, and me being a track guy, oh yeah, you're gonna get here some more from me from that. So that's what's going on. The final weekend of January is about to basically just started. So see what happens in K-State athletics this weekend. This is Eddie Greer, third EG3. This has been another Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.